How about a little sports this morning? News Talk 1110, KBND. Dave Jarvis has that for us.
Well, thank you, Frank. Seven local teams will take part this weekend in football play-in games as the postseason gets underway. Marshfield will be at IMC Champion Mountain View, while Bend hosts Woodburn and Summit travels to Marist. Redmond welcomes Alloa. Crook County heads to Ontario. Madras is at Banks, and Sisters hits the road for Central. Winners of those play-in games advance to the OSAA bracket in their, well, except for Redmond. They've got to win two in their respective classes. Bend-Woodburn game, by the way, that's going to be the KBND game of the week this Friday. John McCauley and I will have that one for you from Punkhunnel Stadium. The Oregon Ducks beat Washington State Saturday afternoon in Eugene, 43-28. That puts them at 7-1 for the season. Oregon coach Chip Kelly says they will get better.
You know, our special teams obviously gave us a huge boost. You know, he blocked a punt, returned a kickoff for a touchdown. I thought our defense did a great job of making them work the field, but, you know, we didn't have the ball very often on offense, and we made a few mistakes there. But we'll get better. We'll take 7-1, though.
And with that struggling win, Oregon drops a spot to number 8 in the BCS standings. So here we go. BCS standings this week. LSU and Alabama still in the number 1 and number 2 spots in the nation. The top-ranked Tigers and the second-ranked Crimson Tide put their 8-0 records on the line this Saturday when they clash in Tuscaloosa. Somebody is going to lose. Oklahoma State is third after bashing Baylor on Saturday. Stanford moved up two spots to number 4th after escaping with their life, while Boise State sits in the number 5 slot. And there were no new developments in the NBA labor battle over the weekend. After labor talks broke off last week with no new collective bargaining agreement, NBA Commissioner David Stern canceled the rest of the games that were scheduled through November 30th. The NBA lockout began on July 1st. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.